July 13th, the debased mind. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Romans 1:28. Recent cultural trends in our society concerning homosexuality may surprise some, but it should not be a surprise to anyone who's read the first chapter of Romans. Once any people do not see fit to acknowledge God, they cease to be able to make biblical choices. They will go from not only tolerating sin, but also to giving their approval of it. Yet, when Paul goes on to list some other sins that come as a result of a debased mind, we might see that there are more people who do not acknowledge him than we might think at first glance. There is a list of some things that we hardly think of as sin. Covetousness? Really? How could wanting just a little more, achieving the American dream, be wrong? It's a sinful product of someone's life that does not acknowledge God. Gossips? Paul is going to lump them in with those kind of people? All sin comes from a disbelief in what God has said about what is sin and the seriousness of it. The speed and direction of the consequences of our choices depend only on how fully we believe what God has said. Ask God to help you take inventory of the sin in your life. Ask for His help in removing what does not belong.